News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor and Saturday Weekend magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner, joins us once again for our red carpet roundup. Esther, we might start with that bit of sad news. Val Kilmer passing away, just 65.
Very sad news this morning, Shane. Yeah, his daughter Mercedes actually told us this morning that the cause of death was pneumonia. Now, we know he had been diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014, which he went through very difficult chemotherapy, and it affected his vocal capability, which, as you can imagine, an actor wouldn't be great. But yeah, so it was actually pneumonia that was the cause of death. Like, for my money, he was the best Batman. You know, real nostalgia around Kilmer. I think when I'm thinking, like, all through the 80s, all those Top Gun, he was Iceman, you'll remember, like, give me him over Tom Cruise any day again. Like, he was a very versatile actor. He met his wife, Joanne Whalley, in Willow. Remember Willow? Like, again, a real kind of seminal 80s movie. He would have, I was total Doors fan growing up, total nerd, kind of, you know, everyone else was into rap and I was listening to The Doors, and he was incredible as Jim Morrison in that biopic.
He was really good in that, actually.
Wasn't he? Like, he really was Jim Morrison. And he actually sang, he had a fine voice. He actually released an album. He sang all those songs himself. He was Elvis Presley in True Romance. Remember that?
Yeah.
He played a West.
Yeah, but was it in Tombstone?
Tombstone. He was Doc Holliday, actually.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
There you go. And he actually released a book after that with that name. He had a poetry book looking back on his relationship with Michelle Pfeiffer, if anyone can inspire you to write poetry. You know, so I'm actually learning a lot about him this morning. You know, when you think, I'd write about him.
A really good acting CV and taken
far. Very strong.
Taken far too soon.
Far too soon, 65, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, Traitors Ireland, Siobhan McSweeney has been spotted. Tell us more.
She has, right. So there are 22 contestants for the Irish Traitors. They're all in Slane Castle in County Meath. Thanks very much. So look, we all know what the English one is, massive success. I'm kind of slightly traumatised about the Irish version because, Shane, I don't know about you, and I might cause an international incident here, but the Brits are better at lying than us. Like, Irish people aren't very good at deception.
Perfidious Albin.
I can't imagine. Like, so you go in, you know, you do all these tasks, the usual reality thing. There's 50 grand up for offer, and then there's like little people that are the traitors, and you have to kind of figure it out. And they're trying to.
Are they regular punters? Are they celebs?
Oh, yeah. Regular punters. Total man off the street. Like, you know, when someone's lying to you, like in Ireland, that's all I'll say.
Are you a fan of it? Were you a fan of the series?
Like, I'm a bit busy now to be watching. Like, I love Claudia Wilkeman. I love the idea of it. I know people get really sucked in. I'll watch the Irish one, definitely. But like,
our producer is a huge fan.
Some people are obsessed, like obsessed. So it's probably something I will watch. Of course, look, you'd watch Siobhan McSweeney in anything, like week for her, BAFTA, Cork woman. Thanks a million. Say no more. But yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like they'll all be out in the first episode because everyone be like, you're the traitor. Or like, I know your cousin from Mullingar.
Yeah,
it
could be a bit
like
of that.
I think Shane Coleman would be great in The Traitors. But I'd actually, in fairness to him, I think he'd be a faithful because I think he's very good that way. I would be a complete traitor, but that's neither here nor there.
You wouldn't know what way, where you were coming from.
Ciara would win the whole thing when the celeb one comes out.
But I do think Shane would be very good. I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, he can straight face lie to you, Ciara.
Come here, before you go, Hell Hath No Fury like Sabrina Carpenter?
Well, I'm a bit cross with Sabrina now as well, because the cheek of her, to be honest with you. So yeah, she...
Having a pop at our own Barry Keoghan.
Our Barry, you just get your neck back in now, young one. So yeah, look, she, there was this video, a lot of people lip sync her videos. So Grace Hopkins, reposted a video by this girl, Grace, who was lip syncing to her song. And the caption was, when I had to convince myself he was attractive, but he ended up breaking up with me. So people now are saying this is Carpenter having a little dig at Barry. I know. Like, he is lush. He is stunning. He's going to be the biggest name ever with this Beatles biop as well. Like, you know, and as well, what she said, she was in recent Dublin, you know, she had massive concerts there in March. And she made a little playful comment on stage about Irishmen being hard work. We know they are, Sabrina, but that's our job to tell them that, not yours. Leave Barry alone.
Okay. All right. On that note, listen, thank you as always. We will talk to you next week for your red carpet roundup. Esther McCarthy, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.